Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. Today, our guest is Andy Sapp, Dr. Andrew Sapp. He's the founder and head honcho of Novitas Academy and also Cherry Gulch. And for the record, this is June 22nd, 2016, and the topic is wilderness. You learned what in the wilderness? So, Andy, I called you because you are sending some of the kids to San Juan Islands up in the off the coast of Washington. Sounds like a fascinating trip. I spent some time on those islands. But just what are they going to learn before just having a good time? What can they learn out of an expedition like that?
Yeah, they are there as we speak, Juan, so they're probably halfway between Jones Island and Blind Island right now, and we've incorporated this into our whole summer semester, so they're, I can break it down for you, but they're learning about ecology, anthropology, math, English, and you know, certainly some other more life skills pieces that are even more important to me that they learn. But the teacher, Dr. Susan Kaloji, has created a curriculum for them where they're learning about biogeochemical cycles, the climate and weather and ecosystems, and how glacier runoff affects the ecosystem, the plants and animals of San Juan Islands. And then with anthropology, the Lummi tribe and other Strait Salish tribes native to the San Juans and Western Washington, and each group is studying a specific tribe, and then they did a presentation that included making a movie about it and presenting that to the class, and a model for something specific to the tribe. And then with the math, they're budgeting and saving for a vacation and trip to the San Juan Islands. They help to earn some of their money for the trip. They're graphing and predicting the connections between moon phases and sea tides and the physics of the shape of the hulls of the kayaks and how much weight the kayak can hold based on size. And then in English, they're reading the story Hatchet by Gary Paulsen and discussing the survival techniques and the story of that young man's survival, and then journaling about their experience on the trip.
So that gives you a little bit of an English and expressive, English and expressive. Now, that sounds like a tall order. How long are they going to, or how long is this trip?
So the trip is actually relatively short. It's a 5-day trip. But they're not. They've been learning some of this, building up to the trip, kind of building that excitement for the trip, and learning those pieces, those academic pieces, more real world and applied. We really all the education we do at Novitas Academy, we want it to be relevant and help the boys see how it applies to their own life and how you use this stuff in the real world. And so that piece is continuing through the summer semester as they'll bring back the experience and they'll do more education based on what they've experienced there. But leading up to it, they've covered these basic components, and then now they're going to get to experience and dig deeper into it while they're actually out there.
Oh, it's been fascinating. All of that sounds really fascinating. And from what I've seen, and it sounds like some history. Are you going to have, as a history, I presume, of the Indian tribes, you're going to have some of the settlers' history that get involved in that too? Because that's been a very interesting area too.
Yeah. In fact, so the trip was planned in part, in large part, by Breakwater Expeditions, who's done a great job. So they are sending two guides that kind of have done this before and have that experience. But we are also sending a licensed master's level clinician, Clay Smith, on the trip of our own. And then Harry, who is certified in social studies and English and is a certified principal as well. He's one of our teachers. So they will be incorporating all kinds of interesting things into the trip. And this whole adventure therapy component of Novitas doesn't just stop with this trip or start with it. We've incorporated into different areas, and we plan on doing, you know, two or three of these kind of cornerstone trips a year. But then there's a lot of local trips that we can learn from as well, and local adventure therapy components, and some of those things tie neatly back into the academics, and other concepts that they're learning are more life skills and therapeutic.
Okay, well, I hope there's some time in there for the kids to have some fun, too. That sounds like it's heavy-duty plans for it. I hope they have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a big part of it. We just want to get them off the couch and out and about and get out into nature where there's fresh air and they can experience all these things and socially build relationships with one another and depend and rely on one another, get to know each other better, increase that comfort level, and have a great time experiencing nature and in the company of one another.
Well, let me ask something. A lot of people seem to think that, well, education is something that occurs in the classroom. And if you're not in a classroom, you can't. And with a certified teacher right in front of you, you're not going to learn anything. So how is this more effective than classroom learning?
So this ties back into kind of the whole push of our academics at Novitas, and that's project-based learning. So it's really stronger about, it puts more of an emphasis on actually doing and hands-on and applied relevant work. But also the project-based learning, a lot of times there's a group component, there's teamwork. So you're building some of those social skills through, you know, compromise and working together and all of those types of things that can be helpful for the young men for the rest of their life. So that project-based learning is something that we're doing in lots of different classes throughout the school year, but certainly it applies really well to a trip like this, because even planning the trip, there's educational value to the guys being a part of that.
How many kids are on the trip?
We have 10 students on the trip and 4 staff.
Okay, so... And on seagoing kayaks, I presume?
Yeah, sea kayaking. So they, for example, yesterday they paddled 9 miles from Spencer Spit State Park to Turn Island, and then each day they're paddling to a new island and then camping on that island and exploring the island.
I presume the islands you're picking are not ones that the ferry stops at.
Yeah, no, they're a little bit wilder than those. Something else I'd love to get into is just that adventure therapy in general, as far as some of the bigger concepts that can be learned through kind of a wilderness experience, if you're interested in that.
Sure, yeah, we have about 2-3 minutes, so why don't you explain that? The basic ideas behind experiential education or adventure therapy, and then we'll have to wrap it up. So go ahead.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep a lot of the guys have been through wilderness therapy, so we're trying to connect them to the success that they've already had there and build upon that. So much of the time in everyday civilization, things are just handed to you. You know, it's kind of easy. There's not much room for real accomplishments. On a trip like this, they're accomplishing real things multiple times a day, little successes, and by accomplishing those little successes, it leads to bigger successes. It's also a situation where you can't stop paddling halfway across to, you know, the channel. You've got to make it to their side, so you've got to do it even when things are uncomfortable or it gets hard. You've got to take responsibility for yourself and effort and put effort into it. It starts to develop some grit and perseverance. It also kind of helps you start to gain some gratitude for the simple things in life and puts life into perspective. And through that, it's kind of reducing that entitlement because you're starting to appreciate nature more and the outdoors and the people that you're with. That building community, because your survival and your comfort and your enjoyment depend on everyone else on the trip. And so it kind of takes, you can't be an I on a trip like this. You've got to be a we. And if you aren't a we, you're not going to make it, because everybody's got to be a part of it and make it. And then physiologically, you know, getting you back to that state of that natural state of natural state, and getting outside and getting the vitamin D and the clean air and the water and moving your body, the exercise. And socially, your status that you were before doesn't really matter on the trip. It doesn't matter who's cool. You get to see each other from a different perspective and connect with them in a different way and get to know people that maybe you wouldn't have ordinarily hung out with. And so those things are all really positive pieces of it. And working as a team. And then, of course, like you said, just having fun. And from a therapeutic perspective, a lot of these guys have gotten good at avoiding therapy. But when you're paddling down a huge whitewater rapid, or you're hanging from a rope rock climbing with your buddy belaying you halfway up the rock, or you're paddling halfway between islands, or a storm hits, or that adversity that you go through, you can't hide from it. Things kind of come out that are therapeutic in nature, and we can work through that in a powerful way.
So in a sense, they're getting into real life, the way our ancestors grew up, and a little bit more reality than any strict concrete and building seed.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like we're saying do this every single day of the semester, but by punctuating it with these cool, epic trips, it's committing it to their memory. It's giving them something to be excited about and enthusiastic, and that's the way we want them to be about learning, not only at our school, but for life.
All right. Well, we've about ran out of time, but you've, I think, got a good sense of what they're doing, and parents' takeaway could be they could do some of the benefits of that even just by going out camping, and it's so much more effective when you can do it with some professionals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage families to get their kids out into the wild and enjoy what nature has to offer.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up by telling us a little bit about Navitas and what it is and the type of kids they work with. And then I'll ask for contact information if anybody wants to contact you or contact the school.
Great. Navitas Academy is a school for young men, high school guys with some learning differences or academic refusal issues and mild clinical or behavioral issues. So they might be students with ADHD and maybe slow processing speed, or some social skills issues that are kind of affecting their life, but kind of mild along the spectrum. And then we get those boys out into the real world and help prepare them to launch into the next step in their life. And so our guys are really nice young men. They're pretty high functioning. They don't have as many behavior problems, but yet they still need that supportive net of Navitas, so we can kind of catch them if they have a bad day, give them the support they need to get them back on the right track.
All right. And how, if somebody wanted more information, how would they get a hold of you?
You can contact us through our office line at 208-954-5085. That's 208-954-5085. Or you can check out our website at novitasacademy.org. That's N-O-V-I-T-A-S academy.org. And you can email me at drsapp, that's Dr. Sapp at NovitasAcademy.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Andy. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Dr. Andrew Sapp, founder of Navitas in Cherry Gulch in southern Idaho. And we've been talking about you learned what in the wilderness. Thank you very much, Andy. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me on, Lana. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure.